There's no emotion in a whistle. So if you're stressed or you're nervous or you're angry and your dog's not cooperating, and so you get tense and kind of angry, so your commands have a tendency to get angry, and the dog reads that emotion. So it's better to use whistles because there is no emotion in a whistle. A whistle is just a whistle, it's consistent. And it just means one thing. Each command means one thing, and there's no other way of taking it. And so that's a good reason for whistles.
Counting down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I'll give you a set of commands. So there. There is when you want him to turn into the sheep. And then walk up. You want him to walk up to the sheep.
Next take, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Thank you. stop. Now I do a short whistle like that, short abrupt whistle, my dog drops. Most people I know go like this. So here's a combine. Here's a way. There's no emotion in a whistle.
I want my mummy.
Little Pigeon Bay, 26th of October 2002. I'm watching my shadow move at the moment. It's just slowly encroaching upon new pieces of thistle that I can see that the shadow of my head sitting in. Slowly moving. Good olive trees are coming up since I was here last. One in particular just off the edge of the sheep yard. Really quite healthy. The odd blowfly zooming past, just like that one. There's another one. A couple of sparrows chasing each other through the pines just to the right of me down my little valley here. Sort of a fitful southerly, every now and then there's quite a gust of wind comes through and it drops completely. I'm sitting behind a large outcrop of rock here, trying to avoid the wind. Funny how you can identify each sheep by its call. Totally different timbre from each animal. Lambing's been going on now since August, really. From what I can see, the lambs are looking pretty big and fat. They still want their mummies, though. We all want our mummies.
Look back, could be look back or get back or bring them. Then a recall, or that'll do come, and you want to call the dog off the livestock and have them come to you.
Jesus, what a mess.
There's no emotion in a whistle. If it's just a little short, come here, you know you're real close. But if he's out far and I need to really call him off. You can have different intensities in your whistles. If you want to speed them up or like a walk-up, that's a walk-up. That's hurry up, walk up fast. and your combis, you can elongate them to get them to go all the way around, or you can shorten them up to get them to go part way. And then when you get them, they're going on a combi way, and you get them to where you want, then you would go there. So I'll go combi and then there.
But through it all is this ground.
Don't know what the time is. Must be. It's late anyway. Everybody's asleep. Discovered the secret. How can I explain it? Sometimes it sounds like a sort of a very bad Hammond organ sort of sound. Sometimes in unison, sometimes in octaves, sometimes double octaves. Sometimes it seems like a Russian bass chorus. Changes all the time. But through it all is this ground. Only way down, way, way, way. Sort of strata of noise that my cochlea seems to be tuning. Gotta get that door.
I realize that when I look at a person,
that's the commands. I'll just do them one more time. So there. Walk up. Stop or hold or down. Or come by. Away. Look back.
Look at a person. I don't really have much more of a clue about what they're thinking than one of these sheep. I really don't know what's going on in their mind. More of a wind now. Down the valley's widening a bit. I'm on a little farm track that goes along beside the dry creek here. Bloody sheep everywhere.
kind of like an emergency siren, and that means bite them, like push. And that's,
I'll really try and follow it, and not make it up in some way.
Taking more dictation from the sea. I can hear a different tune today. I'll really try and follow it, and not make it up and sing. It's quite hard to hear it from the sea when I make it sing. Sing it yourself. This is what I can hear most of.
look back.
There's no emotion in a whistle.